The fate of sponsored children in Haiti is still a major question. Church membership at some Haitian churches is decimated, and Dalits are getting a Christian education in India. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The fate of sponsored children in Haiti is still an unknown as the catastrophe has hit all aid groups hard. Compassion International's communications director Kathy Redmond says many of their projects in Port-au-Prince have been destroyed. That makes analyzing their programs and sponsored children difficult.
What we're trying to do is send people out to those areas, our staff members who have already suffered such huge losses within their own personal families. It's very difficult to actually get information together.
Redmond says 75 hurting staff members are trying to figure out what happened to 12,000 sponsored children. In the meantime, Compassion is helping with relief efforts, and they've been successful.
We have our infrastructure, which is our churches. And so we've been able to get a lot of the relief supplies into our churches, where the community has been able to turn to the church to go and get the relief.
Because of that, the church is uniquely ready to share the gospel. Meanwhile, only 100 members of a 2,000-member Haitian church have been found after the earthquake. The pastor and three church leaders of the Shiloh Baptist Church were killed in the quake. Remaining church members have lost a lot, but they still haven't lost their hope. The church has become a wealth of encouragement and holds services daily. One International Mission Board missionary believes this could be a chance for revival. Pray that God would use this church. You're listening to Mission Network News. 2,000 students are trapped beneath a collapsed school and orphans need food and water. Operation Mobilization sent a search and rescue team for the school children and other workers to three orphanages outside Port-au-Prince, Haiti. The orphanages are all intact, but food and water are desperately needed. Pray that God would keep all these children safe and that they'd put their hope in Him as they experience His love through OM and the church.
For 2,000 years, India has been resistant the gospel. Now all of a sudden it seems that the floodgates have opened, and now is the time for us to reap the harvest in India.
That's David Rice of India Gospel League, and this is exactly what his ministry is doing with the commissioning of 1,000 church planters. Over the next 3 to 5 years, IGL plans to send these pastors to areas mostly unreached with the gospel.
These bold Indian brothers and sisters are going into places that you and I could never go. So our role is to undergird them with our prayer support, our financial support, and see a great harvest for the kingdom.
In doing so, IGL hopes to see around 2 million souls come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Like Rice said, these pastors need your support. For one pastor, it costs $100 a month. Rice says IGL has seen God work wonders.
For every dollar we invest, based upon our historical data, we'll see a person come to Christ.
And this year, Partners International hopes to help untouchables climb the social ladder. Partners Carlos Calderon told us about a ministry to India's social lepers, the Dalit people.
The Dalits are very smart people. They just have never had an opportunity and they have been suppressed.
The lowest on India's caste system, Dalits are denied job and education opportunities. Christian Dalits lose even more.
And that is a gross human rights abuse.
Working with Bible Faith Mission, partners build a top-notch Dalit school in South India. Here, students openly learn about Jesus and His ways.
It's a great place of natural evangelism. It just happens.
Hoping to see the first Dalit grads in 2011, a lot of work needs to be done this year. Classrooms are under construction and officials will need to approve the last two grade levels.
It's a whole issue of legal paperwork on top of, you know, providing shoes and a tie.
You can help partners by calling us toll-free or visit us on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can you imagine your life without fear? Mission Network News would like to help you with Max Lucado's book, Fearless, for a gift of any amount. It's a book that shows how life can be lived with confidence and joy when fear is replaced with faith. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.